This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine, Janet Jukes, Melinda Rich and myself, Tass, taking the reins while Mac is having a break at the moment. We do have on the line David Davis. David Davis is the Upper House Liberal MP for the Southern Metropolitan Region. I think that's correct. And also the Opposition Minister for Equality. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the airwaves again.
It's a pleasure.
Now, I believe that you have a little announcement to make this morning.
I do, and I'm very pleased and honoured ahead of the state election to make the announcement that if we are elected on the 24th, that the Liberal National Coalition will be providing a $500,000 grant to support Joy to become one of the anchor tenants at the Victorian Pride Centre. And that, I think, is important to build a very significant and sound financial base for the Pride Centre. But, you know, we want to make sure that Joy is part of it.
Well, it's Melinda here, President of Joy. David, thank you very much. We welcome that announcement. A relocation to the Pride Centre is, you know, well beyond our sort of ordinary capabilities in terms of revenue raising. So very significant and felt like an insurmountable task. So support from the government, potential government, I should say, is very welcome, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, look, I think it's important, and I think it's important that Joy is a key part of the Pride Centre in that way. There's a few other significant grants that we want to announce as well. We want to provide a bit more support to the LGBTI archives to preserve history and the role of LGBTI Victorians. So we would provide a $50,000 per year grant to support additional digitisation activities for the archives.
Did you say 50,000 per year, David?
Indeed, indeed.
So it's a recurrent grant.
Yeah, recurrent.
Fabulous.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. So that's a, you know, 4-year grant of that. So that's a significant addition, I think, to preserve some of the very important material that's in the archives. There's another couple of important announcements that we're keen to make. One of them is the establishment, if elected, of a LGBTI business round table, which would be chaired by the Premier Matthew Guy, and that is a very significant announcement, we think, to make sure that LGBTI businesses have an increasing and very significant role in our economy. We see the obvious benefits of diversity and the strengths that come from that. And so Matthew Guy would chair that LGBTI business round table. We'd work with, hopefully, with groups like Globe and some of the larger business groups too. That would, I think, be a very significant step forward. We're also keen to announce a $2 million grant to develop and do the work around an LGBTI tourism strategy. There's obvious opportunities to attract a range of additional tourist opportunities, and that's a significant step, we believe, too. And that grant would, I think, help build that foundation. And obviously, Pride Centre ultimately will be a part of those important steps. There's a few other important announcements that we're very keen to make too. We'd like to provide the Globe Community Awards with $60,000 in annual funding. And that would also have an additional $10,000 to provide for a new LGBTI business award. We want to strengthen some of these awards, and that award we would seek to incorporate in some of the broad business awards as well, so that there's recognition across a number of different levels. These are, we think, important additional grants that can strengthen the contribution over our society, over the broad community.
It's a nice package, David. Very much focused on history, preserving history, and also business and business development. Is there any law reform proposed if should you end up taking the reins next Saturday?
A couple of other things I'd even add before I get to law reform.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry to interrupt.
You're getting the scoop on
today. We're getting very excited. Yeah, this is great news.
Yeah. No, these are good announcements. $250,000 to fund the Gay and Lesbian Archive to commission a documentary on the Midsummer Festival. We think that's a very long-running festival, very significant LGBTI event, and we'd like to support the creation of a documentary that lays out the history of Midsummer. And that's a very, we think a very important celebration for Victoria, not just Melbourne, but Victoria. And indeed, it attracts significant national attention as well, of course. Law reform, we've made it very clear, for example, that we are prepared to legislate to make sure no LGBTI students are discriminated against. That we think that's important, and that's a statement that I made some months ago.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, these are all important steps, and obviously the coalition has a very significant history with law reform in these areas, and obviously decriminalisation. Back in the early 1980s was a Liberal initiative. The expungement in the last period of government was, again, another Liberal initiative. And, I was very proud to speak on that at the time prior to the election in 2014. And as Health Minister at the time, very proud to make the announcement that we were moving to get rid of Section 19A and the issues that surrounded that discriminatory section.
David, we're aware that the lobby group has actually circulated a survey of all political parties, and
and
we understand that one of the areas that you are a little bit grey on is the role of the commissioner going forward. Can you add any further insights into that?
I sure can, and certainly we think there's a number of issues that need to be dealt with here. We want to see a more independent commissioner, and we would be prepared to take a number of steps to make the commissioner, in fact, more independent than she currently is. And we're certainly very much focused on how we can ensure that we have a commissioner that is quite independent.
What does that mean?
We think that... Well, the commissioner at the moment is basically a normal public servant at the direction of the department. Now, that may work at times and it may not, but I think longer haul, we see there's significant advantage in having a commissioner that is more independent.
By talking about independence, are you talking about a statutory authority or a statutory function?
We're certainly prepared to investigate models that... that would lay out a more independent commissioner, and this is certainly flagged by us at a number of occasions previously in public forums and indeed at public accounts and so forth. We think there's a very significant area of reform there, rather than having the commissioner entirely at the behest and direction of the departmental secretary. There is a role for a greater measure of independence.
I think all of these announcements are really welcome, David. I think it'll be very interesting to see the reaction of our listeners as we get all of our messages through. But I think I just did a quick calculation. I think it's around about $3 million worth of announcements.
Yep. Everyone's been doing the maths.
Maybe slightly over. I guess, you know, none of us want to build a Pride Centre that we can't afford to run because no one's got funding. So certainly funding for the archives and funding for Globe, you know, over a number of years is really, really welcome. We also need, obviously, to see some funding around some of our health support services. Do you have any ideas of how maybe once in government you might work towards achieving recurrent funding for some of our community organisations?
Well, actually, on health services, we've made some announcements about Pronto, which was, of course, I was very proud as Health Minister to initiate the first community-based peer-controlled rapid testing service in the country. And we've indicated that we would have access to services much more broadly spread with a van that would provide services into country Victoria too. So my colleague, the Shadow Minister for Health, has made those announcements already. We've also laid out a new model, and I pay tribute to VAC, I should say Harbour Thorne, for the input on this. It was their initiative and their idea that we picked up and announced at one of their functions a little while ago, and that is we're keen to see a broad parliamentary inquiry into LGBTI services in out of metropolitan and country Victoria. Some of the services we think are not sufficient in those areas, and we think by putting it through the processes of a parliamentary inquiry, we will work out what precisely is needed, and that is likely to, we think, also provide a good long-term base for the provision of those services, likely bipartisan, if you've got a joint committee that's looked at these matters of service deficiencies, both federal, state and local, and the opportunity to feed those back to the parliament. And if we're in government, we will certainly act on many of those recommendations.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I think putting a spotlight on the underfunding, I think, across the board and across all levels of government of our, you know, special and different needs, particularly around mental health and obviously the work around HIV testing, rapid testing and also PrEP have been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, who would have thought, David, you know, 20 years ago that we might be looking at a time when we have almost no new HIV transmissions. And so that's incredibly exciting and really, really important work. So an inquiry, I think, would be a good first step.
Yeah, look, I was incredibly proud as Health Minister to have made that announcement on PrEP, to be the first state to lead with a PrEP trial. The PrEP model has proved to be successful, combined with rapid testing and, a broadening of the number of tests. Obviously, more tests bring forward more diagnoses, but it also brings forward the opportunity to actually begin a process of management. And the existence of PrEP in this way has acted as we thought it would, to manage new infections.
David, congratulations on the package. Most of it's it all looks fantastic, actually, and great initiatives. There is still a question that's come from one of our listeners about, and I don't really understand the issue in great detail, but it is about birth certificates and trans people, and intersex people. Is the coalition planning on addressing that issue for that community? Should it win election next week?
We're always happy to listen and to take on board things that are put forward, but we've got no immediate plans to do that. So that's not part of our announcement today. But we're certainly intending to maintain dialogue, and our initiatives today shouldn't be seen as the only
the only things we will do in this sector.
I think the issue around birth certificates for trans and gender diverse people, intersex people, is really around discrimination. So it's about trying to provide primary documentation so that people can, that will accord with the way people are living their lives. And so, you know, I'd really encourage you, I think, David, to take a really good close look at that issue and plan some law reform in that space. I think that's something that we've been looking for a while, and it'd be great if elected Liberal government could make it happen.
Well, today we've got a significant tranche of announcements, and I think they're, you know, very balanced and thoughtful announcements. Announcements for more services through an inquiry process in outer metro areas and country areas where there is insufficient services. Expansion already announced of testing, rapid testing, the significant announcements around tourism, the creation of an LGBTI business roundtable to be chaired by the Premier as a measure of the significant economic opportunities that we think flow from that. Also, the number of other announcements, including digitisation of archives and a number of other key things, not least, I think, the support for Joy to become a key part of the Pride Centre.
And that's very much welcome. Thank you very much, David. If our listeners want to actually follow up on any of this, is there a media release or a website that they can...
There will be a media release going out shortly.
Excellent. Yep. And we can just track that on your website?
It's a very exciting package. Thank you, David.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. Yes, absolutely. It'll be, I think, it'll just be a general news release.
Great. Excellent.
It'll be on the Coalition Media.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, David. Thank you very much for making these announcements for our community here on air this morning on Saturday Magazine. It's great to hear from you. And we look forward to discussing all of this package with you further down the track.
Pleasure. And, you know, the announcements, I think, are a significant recognition of the importance of the community. And we're certainly very prepared in government to make sure that the opportunities are there for LGBTI Victorians, because not only is that in their interests, it's obviously in the interests of Victorians more broadly.
Thank you very much, David. You've heard it here first. More than a $2 million plus dollar package of initiatives announced this morning by David Davis, MLC Minister for Opposition Minister for Equality, here on Saturday Magazine. So before we move on to our next guest, just quickly, what are your thoughts and what are your reactions to that package by the Liberal Party?
Well, I mean, clearly very welcome news for Joy to facilitate our move to the Pride Centre. And I did get a message from Jude Munro, Pride Centre Chair, welcoming all of the news, because ultimately it all builds towards a vibrant and inclusive Pride Centre.
It certainly does,
Centre.
Doesn't it?
I think clearly sort of in the Liberal sweet spot with a lot of stuff focused around business initiatives, I think was probably my take.
No, I think it's a really good package. I think it the $2 million for LGBT tourism strategy, I think that's really welcome, particularly if that then leads to further investment in the archives and you know, documenting our history, including the DOCO. I think that's, you know, I think that's fantastic.
I think it's all good news. I think it's all good
you know
news.
Awards and awarding business, promoting business, we need that. I mean, if we need to develop our community in all parts of our community, and obviously there is some investment in some of the health services. I mean, obviously I think we need to go a bit further, but that's
yes.
my thing.
Yes.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.